Chapter 9. Yuck. What to do about that bitter taste? Aw, Dad, I can smell it again. Are you taking more of that stuff? That's what my kids say as I mix a dose of chlorine dioxide, the MMS drop mix, at the kitchen table when they walk by. They think that I am a weirdo who is a wannabe chemist. But hey, if I wanted to be a chemist, I would do it for the money. Not for some sour and bitter-tasting snake oil home-brewed concoction and a free book to give away. Being around this smell and flavor is a price to pay when you are taking your personal health more into your own hands. It is also about healing from diseases for pennies instead of hundreds or thousands of dollars. Oh, sorry, I'm ranting again. But truth be told, most protocols for chlorine dioxide taste terrible. Unless you are doing Protocol 1, the protocols for MMS versions are both bitter and sour, and the CDS versions are just bitter. You can get somewhat accustomed to the taste, but it never gets sweet. It's not just the chlorine flavor of it, but it's also the jolt that you get in your body as the flavor hits your brain. The taste issue is probably the number one complaint about chlorine dioxide that I've heard from people who are trying to treat minor illnesses. Interestingly, if you are really sick, the taste tends to not be as much of an issue. Maybe it's because you have felt some real pain, and the little annoyances like a sour flavor are not so bad. So, in response to the complaints by the newbies about the flavor, I made a short chapter that will help someone prepare a way to minimize the flavor issues. Here are my top 5 ways to deal with the taste as a drink. Okay, I just realized there are top 6. Here are my top 6 ways to deal with the taste as a drink. Number 1. Hold your nose. Grit your teeth and hold your nose for about 30 to 45 seconds while taking the dose. You don't have to physically pinch your nose, don't breathe through your nostrils. Then, while still holding your nose, drink a little water or some approved natural juice to wash it down after you have swallowed the mixed dosage. Also, rinse your mouth with that second swig of water. I start with this method because when taking a protocol, there are always times where you have nothing else but a glass of water or a drinking fountain to dilute the drink. Maybe you are at school or work or running errands and you know that it's time to take another dose. If you can master this method of plugging your nose, you will be prepared for any situation where you need to take a dose. Number 2. Eat a slice of an apple with the drink. Apples do not completely cover the taste of chlorine dioxide, but they do have a kind of magical power to make the jolt of chlorine-like flavor. Number 2. Eat a slice of an apple with the drink. Apples do not completely cover the taste of chlorine dioxide, but they do have a kind of magical power to mask the jolt of the chlorine-like flavor. If you are taking multiple doses a day, like with the protocol 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000, you may want to cut up an apple into slices and take it around with you in a little bag. Then you can eat a slice with each dose, especially if you take a small bite of an apple before drinking your dose and chew it up in your mouth, spreading out the apple throughout your mouth. Then drink the dose and swallow the drink with the first bite of apple. Immediately after that, put the rest of the slice of apple in your mouth and chew it up, spreading it out. Then swallow everything. It might also help to not breathe through the nose during this time. You can see what works best for you with an apple. Number 3. Mix your dose with juice. Not just any juice. It needs to be a natural juice that fits 3 important requirements. First, it cannot be juice from concentrate. That's the frozen stuff. Second, It cannot have any added vitamin C or what's called ascorbic acid. And third, it cannot be coconut water or orange juice. My guess is it can't be any citric juice, but I don't remember if the books that I have read stated that. Now, as you walk the aisles of a store looking for a juice that falls within this simple set of requirements, you will probably see that there are only one or two brands in the whole store in a U.S., typical U.S. grocery store. Most stores carry the brand called Simply Juice, which makes several flavors. However, if you actually read the labels on the back of these brands, you will find that the only cranberry flavor and the apple flavors fit the need nicely. This bottle shows what brand and shape the bottles look like. It's not an inexpensive brand, but the juice is very good. It also does a good job at covering most of the flavor of the 3-drop dose, the normal dose for most protocols. And on this page 96, it shows a picture of the Simply Juice brand juice bottle. You can make your own drink or juice to drink with chlorine dioxide, but it should be at least a basic squeezed non-citric juice. Homemade apple or homemade watermelon or cranberry are examples of this. Overall, you want something that is sweet but doesn't have too much vitamin C, which is an acid, or antioxidants like coconut water in it. Here I have a video that demonstrates how the chlorine dioxide content doesn't change if you mix activated drops with the right kind of juice. And there's a video link again on page 96. It's kind of a long video, but I go through a lot of testing of different juices of the parts per million of the chlorine dioxide in the drinks. Number 4, gel capsules. For me, this is my favorite way of taking ClO2. Put the dosage into a capsule and take it with 4 ounces or more of water. Within about 2 minutes from the time the capsule touches the liquid, it dissolves inside of you and lets the medicine out in your stomach. If you use these correctly, you have absolutely no flavor to deal with. You could find them on Amazon.com, that's the capsules, for about $10 for 1,000 pack. And they come in various sizes. I usually buy the 0 size because it easily fits the 3-drop dosage for most protocol. This size will fit about 10 to 12 drops of liquid, depending on the type of dropper that you are using. If you are taking a maintenance dose, 6 drops, a maintenance dose of 6 drops, this means that you will actually mix 12 drops into a dry cup, which is 6 of the acid and 6 of the sodium chlorite, to activate before putting it into the capsule. However, if you are heavier like me and need to take an 8-drop maintenance dose, you would need to use 2 sets of capsules to take it. Maybe I should buy some bigger OO sizes or the triple O sizes. Now, with the capsule method of taking chlorine dioxide, it also requires a little more work and timing. You can't just put the A and the B drops directly into the capsule mix. If you do, 2 things will happen. First of all, the drops could melt the capsule before you are done waiting the 20 to 30 seconds. And secondly, because of the initial chemical reaction, the capsules could actually pop open or have a mini explosion. If you put the cap on too soon, that's because when you first mix these things, they start to bubble just a little bit. In my video, I explained the recommended way to use capsules for chlorine dioxide dosages. And again, this is the A and the B mix MMS version. There is a sequence that is easy to learn once you see it and try it out. Here is a capsule video on how to take it, and the video link for capsules with MMS is on page 97. Step number 6 for helping with the flavor of chlorine dioxide. Stevia sweetener drops. This natural sweetener comes in drops or crystal form. It is a low-calorie additive that comes from the stevia plant leaves. It doesn't take much of this to sweeten the flavor of the various versions of chlorine dioxide and make them easier to drink. Number 6, mix it with soda as a last resort. I know, soda has acids up and down with the flavoring and the content. It also has a ton of sugar, and corn-based sugar is not healthy. However, there is something in the carbonation that helps to preserve the chlorine dioxide as it goes into the stomach, which is a good thing. Also, if you are helping with your child to take a dose for something like malaria or autism, and the soda is only motivation, it's the only motivation that will get them to take it, then use it. Basic brands that I have read that are used are 7-Up, Orange Fanta, or Ginger Ale. You can also use a non-flavored soda water. Whatever brand you take, be sure to check and see if the illness is improving over time. This is really the most important thing for someone who is sick. Improvement.